Hello, and welcome to New Hope Christian Fellowship with Pastor John Gilbert.
Virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. We love that name, Emmanuel. And Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and called his name Jesus. Hallelujah. Right, let me just go back. He needed to hear those words. Fear not, because he was afraid. He was terribly afraid. He was dating this girl. Oh, we all like a girlfriend, don't we, lads? I do. Oh, I got my yet. When I went out with my yet, I thought, what an opportunity. I'm not letting this one slip me by. She's beautiful, aren't you, darling? She don't want me to put her on the spot. But there we go. It's like when you're going out with the girl of your dreams. Everything was going so well. What could go wrong? He was engaged to the girl of his dreams. There's another guy I know who's going out with a pretty girl. She seems to be the girl of his dreams. They were making plans for the future. The future was bright. Then, catastrophe. He discovered that she, his darling, his future wife, his love heart, was with a child. How could that be? Suddenly, his whole world, his future, it was doom and gloom. How could it happen? His world came crashing down. And whereas he thought it was going to be a bright future, suddenly, he was afraid. He was scared. He was scared for her. What might happen to her? So, there are fear nots for times when we ourselves feel like Joseph. And there are times, brothers and sisters, when we will experience doom and gloom. When our future does not seem as bright as we hope it would be. So here is my point, or my first point. A fear not for times when we have been let down. Hey, you ever feel like you've been let down by people? Happens, doesn't it? People let us down. Verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child. I don't know what was... Joseph was dating her. Joseph was engaged to her. They was going out. You know, you can imagine. Do you want to go out tonight, love? We'll go down a park, just go for a walk around a park, and maybe we could watch the stars together and hold hands. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Go to McDonald's, have a little burger meal or something like that. You can imagine, you know, some sort of fast food. I don't know what they'd have in Israel in those days, but I'm sure they had something on the go. She was pregnant. He found out she was pregnant. So, obviously, as a guy, he concluded that she had been immoral. He thought, she must be two-timing me. I mean, that's what you would have thought, isn't it? That's what he thought. And we often, here we go again, I say this, it happened to me while I was in the Philippines. We can often jump to wrong conclusions, can't we? Every one of us. It happens to us all. What's going on? We don't know all the facts. We just jump to conclusions and we say the wrong thing, we do the wrong thing, and all hell breaks loose. I will say it like that. And it's no wonder that our Lord Jesus warned us not to judge others. I'm reminded of when I lost my telephone in the Philippines, mate. Do you remember? Fell out of my pocket in the vehicle we were driving in. And because I thought I left it in the hotel room, I blamed all the staff in the hotel. I jumped to conclusions. Stuck my foot in it. Anyway. Joseph was worrying. Joseph was stressed out. Joseph was anxious. But while he was worrying, God was working out a plan for his life. Do you see what's going on? God is at work. God is orchestrating things. God is working everything together for the good of those who love him. But all the time God was at work, he was worried. God was at work, but he was thinking of something else. He was thinking of her two-timing him, but God was at work. Isn't that interesting? What's going on in our minds right now? Are we in the will of God that we got peace of mind, or are we worrying? It's worth thinking about, people. Mary, we know, according to the scriptures, we know now she wasn't immoral, was she? Because the angel had said, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. Even she was trying to work it out. Hang about. She said, I've not known a man. She was trying to work. And he said, listen, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. And he will come into you. And you will become pregnant. Only God can work that out. Isn't it? She was the promised, prophesied, virgin lady who would give birth to the Messiah. We know about these things from what we've heard in our lives, that the virgin shall be with child. What Joseph thought was sinful, and that's what he thought it was, that she'd been with someone else, was actually sacred. Isn't it? Jesus, the Lord, was born into her tummy, the sacred Messiah. He thought it was sinful. It was actually sacred. He did not know all the facts. And he jumped to conclusions. And that's what we do. We don't know all the facts. We come up with all these ideas. We fret about the failures of others. Well, we don't know what God is doing in their lives, do we? I'm going to show you something. Psalm 37. Let me see what it says in Psalm 37. Verses 1 to 4. Listen. Ah, that's the wrong one. That's Psalm number 1. I read that last night. Psalm 37. Here we go. 1, 2, 4. It says here, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut off down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Just think about what you've got to do. Yeah? Think about whether you're living a godly life and how God wants you to live. It says, trust in the Lord, do good, so thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you, what? The desires of your heart. Get on with your walk with Jesus. Get on with your life with Jesus. And that's what's important. Do what is right in God's sight, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. God is in control. God knows what he's doing. God knows his plan. He's the one that's working it out. So my next point is to fear not the times when we worry. This is very, very good. I needed someone to preach this to me. Fear not for times when we worry about public opinion. What people are thinking about us. What people are saying about us. What people are saying about you. We worry about it. We stress about it. We get all freaked out about it. Am I talking to myself, or do you all agree with me? Oh, thank you very much. I'm in the right place. I'm talking to the right people this morning. Is that correct?
Yes, you are. You are talking
to the right people. Oh, that's good to hear. As long as you tell me that, Liam, everything's okay. Yeah. Verse 19 says this, of Matthew chapter 1. Then Joseph, her husband, this is the one she's engaged to, being a just, he's a just man, that's what it says, isn't it? Right? Not willing to make her a public example, he was minded to put her away. So, he was worried about what other people thought about him. Why? Because his girlfriend was pregnant. And he was worried about what people thought about that. Well, you would be, wouldn't you? You would be. You're the talk of the town. You've got the best girlfriend in town, yeah? Haven't you? Yes, you have. You've got the best girlfriend in town. And, you know, you're dating, you're going to McDonald's for a Happy Meal occasionally, things like that. You're really walking on cloud nine, aren't you? And then she's pregnant. Woo! I don't know whether to jump ahead, but it says there he was not willing to make a public example of her. And obviously, he was worried that she had let him down. I've said that already. And he didn't want her to be destroyed by her supposed sin. So if she slept around, she sinned, right? So what does that mean, according to the law of Moses? Exactly. His beautiful girlfriend, his adorable love of his life, who he was head over heels in love with, oh my heart, oh Mary, Mary, Mary. He couldn't sleep without thinking of her. He couldn't work without thinking of her. He was in love. But now she's pregnant. So now he's worried she's going to be stoned to death, Alice. Because of her, she's done sin. Like the lady caught in the act of adultery, they dragged her before Jesus and said, Master, she's been caught in the act of adultery. Moses says we should stone her. Well, we don't read about that in, but he's worried. He's anxious. He's worried about the elders at the synagogue, the who else you got? The bishop, the elders, you got the Dominic, help me out here. You got the Sanhedrin, you got the rabbis, they're all there. The Pharisees, suddenly they see her. Isn't that Mary? under her coat. She's pregnant! How did she get this? Is that Joseph? You people jump to conclusions. They drag her out, they'll stone her to death. That's what he was worried about. And maybe that's why it was saying he was mindful to not make a public example, put her away quietly, so no one's going to talk about it. That's an honourable boyfriend, isn't it? Very honourable. He was worried. He was worried about what others would do if they knew the facts. He was scared. His mind was like, he was, in his mind he could picture her being stoned to death. And it didn't sit well with him. Joseph was allowing public opinion to shape his future. That's what he was doing. And we all do it. We all worry about things like that. And we're scared to do the wrong thing. We're scared to step out of line because of what other people will say. It's just how it is. I'm going to tell you the facts. Our responsibility is to do what God wants us to do. Not what Mickey Mouse tells us to do. It's what God wants us to do. To do what will honour him. And the fear of public opinion can keep us from doing God's will. Excuse me. There's a proverb about this, and that is, somewhere in the Proverbs it says, the fear of man is a snare. The fear of man is a snare. It can stop you doing what God wants you really to do. So, I'm going to say this. Those who are in the centre of God's will, if you're in the centre of God's will, you will not care about what public opinion says. You'll get on with your life. You'll do what you have to do. For example, the Sanhedrin forbid Peter and John to preach in the name of Jesus, didn't they? In Acts chapter 4, what did they do? Well, they said, we don't care what you think. We don't care what you say, because God wants us to preach in the name of Jesus Christ. They healed a sick man, didn't they, in Acts chapter 3. Do you remember? They got on with it. They got on with doing God's will. And what happened? The church was birthed. The church became a living body. And we're part of that church today. If they feared public opinion, they would have stopped, wouldn't they? I'm telling you. So let me ask you a question at this point in the sermon. Are you afraid? Are you afraid?
Are you scared?
Or scared, Liam, yes. Are you fearful, scared or afraid to surrender your will to Christ? Because of fear of other people, fear of public opinion. I just thought I'd ask you that before I move on to my next heading. And that is this. The fear not for times of mental anguish. Over the last few years, I've heard a lot about people's mental health. They're going to have a breakdown because of their mental health and how people think about them. I hear it. Prince William, he was on the TV. Oh, he was met up with these footballers and these people that are on £300,000 a week, and they're suffering from mental health because their hairstyle's out of shape, or they didn't get the right tattoo, or something like that. Do you understand me? You may have noticed it yourself. But anyway, the word says, while he thought on these things. That's what it says in verse 20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife. If you're having mental health issues, if you're worried about what everybody's thinking, if you're worried about what's going on in your life, talk to the Lord about it. The Lord will talk to you. And he'll say, fear not, jolly boy, fear not, Mick Tipper. Don't worry so much about these things. God can sort out our mental health issues, whether we're worried about something or not. He must have thought, this is Joseph, he must have thought about Mary all the time. What if she did the wrong thing? What if she'd been immoral? You know, all this. He was worried and stressed and anxious. God had to intervene in sending the angel of the Lord to speak to him. Imagine Joseph's state of mind during this crisis. Can you identify with him? Has it happened to you in this manner? You've almost had a breakdown over something like this? Eh? I'm sure we've all experienced something along the line. But his anxiety, his mental health was without foundation. They were just castles. There's a saying that people say, castles of sand, or they're not real. Everything he was thinking was not really going to happen. She was not going to get stoned to death. She was not going to be brought before the elders. They were just all going around in his head. What he thought would bring death, as in her being stoned, actually brought deliverance. Jesus Christ was born. He thought she'd die. He was delivered from his sins. All of us are delivered from our sins, aren't we? Hallelujah. What he thought would ruin her name. Yes? What he thought would ruin her name has immortalized it. God has vindicated her. And didn't the angel say, oh, highly favored one. And she is the most blessed of all women that ever lived, isn't she? Because she gave birth to the Messiah. We don't know what your baby's going to live up to, Alice, do we? Could be a real daughter of the Lord. Hey, praise the Lord. He thought that people would call Mary bad. That's what he thought. He thought the whole community would say, she's a bad woman. That's what he was thinking. She's no good for you, Joseph. She's been immoral. But really, she was blessed. God blessed her. God chose her. See, we don't know what God is up to all the time, do we? Eh? She was blessed. See, many of our fears, many of our worries are groundless. Yes? We honestly need to examine ourselves. We need to think about what's going on up here in our minds, what we're worried about. As I was working these things through, as I was studying them and looking them up in books and stuff like that, I was evaluating my own life. I was worried, I'm telling you the truth, I was concerned about the opinion of others, about what I'm up to, on my mind. I'm thinking about it. And as I went through it, I thought, you know what? I don't care what other people think what I'm doing. If we're doing what God wants us to do, So what? People can say or think whatever they want to think, can't they? We just got to get on with what God wants us to do. What will honour the Lord? How can we please the Lord? That's what we got to focus on, people. He will be with us. Emmanuel! God with us. We need to exchange our fears for faith. That's what we need to do. It says the righteous shall walk by faith. Are we not going to try and be the righteous? Are we not going to say, Jesus Christ, please help me to be a son of God. Help me to walk in purity. Help me to walk in holiness. Help me to walk by faith, not by sight. Can you do it?
Yes, you can.
Oh, that's what I want to hear.
Yes, you can.
Thank you. Let's just conclude the whole affair. Do you need to hear a fear not today? Do you need to hear that?
Well, yes,
we
do.
Fear not in the name of the Lord. I speak it, I say it, the word says it. Fear not. Let the burden on your shoulders fall to the ground. Just as John Bunyan, when he went up and saw the cross, that pack on his back in Pilgrim's Progress, when he saw the cross, the pack fell off his back. His burden was gone. He was released. Hallelujah. We all need that. Remember, God will meet you in your fears. Whatever those fears are, whatever those concerns are, God will meet you. God will be with you. He can send the angel of the Lord to speak a word of encouragement into your ear, as he did with Joseph. He met with Joseph. Joseph was stressing. Joseph was anxious. He was going to pack in his girlfriend, the relationship with her. He said, Mary, I can't cope with this. Mary, just stay away from me. Mary, I'm going to go to the doctor. I'm going to go and get some medication to deal with my mental health issues over your pregnancy. Eh? I could go on and on and on, couldn't I? We could go to the doctors in Hemel Hempstead. We could go round every doctor. We could do a survey. We say, doctor, doctor. He say, what can I do for you? He say, tell me all the people that have been to you over the last year, 2022, that have been stressed out, that have been fearful, that have been anxious over what their partner's up to, what their girlfriend's up to, what their husband's up to. And they'll say, well, I'll show you all the names. Look, there's Mickey Mouse, there's Donald Duck, there's Goofy, there's all these people, right? And I told them to go on Prozac. I told them to go on Happy Pills. I told them to go on Smarties. Hey? Do we need to do that?
We need the Lord.
Yeah. Thank you, Nika. We go to the Lord. That's what we need. We need to hear the word of God and what God's got to say about the issues that we're going through. Don't we? Amen. We're reminded of Peter, who was one of the Lord's right-hand men, one of the apostles. And Peter said, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. Peter experienced the same anxieties as Joseph, the same worries, the same stresses. He experienced them and God delivered him. God will deliver you. God will deliver all of us as we walk with him and trust him and believe in him. Amen?
Amen.
Let's close in prayer. Lord Jesus, we are so happy to come before you this very day and to focus on this nativity story. Lord, We see the Christmas cards. We see the decorations. We see the babe lying in a manger. We see the angels. And we think, oh, it's all so nice. It's all so wonderful. But we don't see the trauma and the anxiety and the worry of Joseph over Mary being pregnant. We know, Lord, that you are at work. We know that you're doing your will. And I pray for all of us here today, help us all to trust you, to believe in you. And I pray, Lord, that as your will unfolded in this nativity story, may your will unfold in every one of our lives, that we can have peace of mind. And that if we're stressed, if anybody's stressed here today, that we can cast our cares onto you, because you care for us. Blessed be your name today, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Where's Jeffro? Let's sing our last hymn. Got another one?
Thank you for joining us today. We meet at Grove Hill Community Center at 11:30 p.m. in Hemel Hempstead. God bless you.